is the intro music for the Daily Juice podcast, and my name is Matt Perrault. How are you guys? Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Daily Juice podcast off of bettingpros.com, and we are always being brought to you by BetMGM. All right, you can hear it in my voice, right? That was bleeping fun. It is fun when you're hot on a Tuesday night, and you get football locked down. Sorry, Buffalo. The real Bills just stood up. I've been trying to tell people this, and I've been getting it thrown in my face, and I got the biggest bleep you for anyone and everyone who sent me that Josh Allen apology nonsense. How do those two picks taste? That's what I've been talking about with the guy. Insane arm, great strength. Upstairs, nope. Nope. And look, this is the Patriot fan in me talking for a second, but just look at the schedule for a second, and if Cam Newton comes back from COVID-19 issues this weekend against the Broncos, the Patriots and the Bills play on the 1st of November. Take a look at the schedules for those two teams. There's a darn good chance that game is for first place in the AFC East, and everyone saying the Patriots' run of winning that division was over because they opened up 2-2, and the Bills opened up 4-0. Yeah, but who do the Bills play, really, all right? We've got that Titans bet going over 9.5 wins at plus 220, I think it is. It was the alternative win total that we took at Circa here in Vegas. And, well, they're 4-0. And they're my pick. I didn't bet this, but maybe I should. But they're my pick to win the AFC. And I probably should hop on it. I didn't. I don't know why I didn't. I don't think I bet it. I got to go check back. I don't think I bet that. But it's my pick. And it's kind of like the off-the-wall contrarian pick, but I love this Titans team. I really, really do. I love Mike Vrabel. What he's doing is outstanding. Everyone was on Buffalo. We had the Bills to lose it. We went money line. We went +3.5, and it was a blowout, a laugher. The only thing I got wrong last night was Ryan Tannehill not getting to his passing total, 239.5. I thought he'd go over. He had 195. We didn't get that. We got both baseball bets right. The under was a sweat, but it was freaking fun, man. That was a fun sweat to watch the Astros go down like that. And we are one win away, guys. One win away from plus 1,000 cashing with the Rays to win the American League. We made two baseball future bets. Two. Rays to win the American League and the Dodgers to win the World Series. Now, that Dodgers bet is on life support, and I am not happy. However, the bats woke up at the end of the game against the Braves. Kind of tipping my hand there a little bit as to where I'm going with the Dodgers today. But, yeah, that could be a series if the Dodgers win Game 3. And they're not done yet, okay? They're not done. They finally got going, and now they're away from those two big arms at the front of that Braves rotation, Fried and Anderson. And now they get to feast a little bit here on the back end of that rotation for the Atlanta Braves. So, still alive there with the Dodgers, but really the one we want is the Rays at plus 1,000 to win the American League. One unit on that at plus 1,000. Let's go. I am going to be so psyched if we cash that today here on a Wednesday. And frankly, I don't give a flip what happens the rest of the day. If that thing cashes, it's a great week, okay? Every other bet we make, any other bet I lose, I don't care. If we get the Rays plus 1,000 after we made a bet in July, oh my goodness. Yep, I'm fired up. I'm really excited. Let's get it done today. Tampa, this line, I can't bet the Tampa game, by the way, because the line's not out nowhere in the country right now. The game literally ended about 5 minutes ago, so that's why I'm pretty jacked up and jazzed up here. But boy, oh boy, this is a fun night here on Wednesday because we got a really fun college football game between Louisiana and Coastal. So I've got a couple different plays on that game. We'll talk baseball with the Dodgers, and then I'll just tell you right now, I'm probably not going to bet the Rays. I might add it. There's a possibility that I may add it on my Twitter account, at SportsTalkMatt, later. Maybe I'll play the total. I don't know yet. We're going to see about pitching matchups, late scratches, and wait. So that's kind of a game-time decision. I may bet it, or I may just walk, you know, kick my heels up and watch it and say, okay, let's go for plus 1,000 and not worry about betting the Rays and the Astros and just watch all the Astro fans cry in their beer and make up excuses and yell about Jose Altuve that the blue, the umpire, shouldn't have called him out. He didn't go around, by the way. But I don't care. You know, see, this is what we always talk about. When calls go in your way, in your favor, and it helps you win bets, you can't really get angry when calls go against you and you lose bets, right? Of course we whine. Of course I bitch. Of course I complain. But we got to remember the calls that go in our favor that help us when we get calls like that, because that helped us in a big way with two on and one out in the eighth inning. And Altuve is totally, you know, I don't think he went at all, but whatever. The umpire didn't even ask. He didn't even ask the first base umpire. He's just like, nope, you're out. It's like, blue, do you have the under two? What's going on? Kidding. But man alive, that is a really interesting situation. Okay, so before we get to the picks today on a Wednesday for college football, wild, right? College football and baseball here. And man, I'm going to get bummed out because thankfully we've got college football on Thursday because there's no NFL game on Thursday, which kind of stinks. But we've got college football on Thursday, and we're getting close to a time where college football is going to take the place of all these NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball games that we all have been watching. College football is going to step up, thankfully, in the later part of October and really fill the void, because we are kind of getting to that point where it's going to be like, okay, what are we betting on here? There's not much going on a Tuesday, but luckily we had Tuesday Night Football, which was a ton of fun to watch, by the way. But that could be everything. Why don't we always have Tuesday Night Football? Forget Thursday. Give me Tuesday. Tuesday's great. But anyways, let me first tell you about an offer from baseball for our friends at BetMGM. This is good on the Braves and the Dodgers for new users for BetMGM. Now, you go and bet $1 on the Dodgers or the Braves on the money line to win either in Game 4 or in Game 5, if there is a Game 5. If the Dodgers or the Braves, either one, hit a home run, you're going to win $100 in BetMGM. This is good for Games 3 or 4 for either game you want to bet this. New users, you bet on the Dodgers or the Braves in Game 3 or Game 4 to win on the money line. If either team hits a home run in those games, you're going to win $100. You got to use the promo code JUICE100, okay? It's the JUICE100 offer. You can use it once, either before Game 3 or before Game 4, but you bet $1, Dodgers, Braves, either team hits a home run, and you win $100 in free bets from BetMGM. Go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older and physically located in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado or Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey or West Virginia, or 1-800-9 with it in Indiana. All right, let's start with college football. Coastal Carolina, Chanteliers. What the hell is a Chantelier? It's a rooster, right? Up against the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana. We've got a good old-fashioned FBS group of five standalone game here on a Wednesday night. These are two very good teams from the Sun Belt who have played FBS Power 5 teams this year and won. Coastal has won at Kansas. Louisiana has won at Iowa State. 3-0 Coastal, 3-0 Louisiana. Louisiana at home, laying 7.5 points to Coastal Carolina. This game is going to be a lot of fun. Both these teams have been dealing with COVID-19 issues and scheduling changes, and it's been just kind of a crazy mess. But Louisiana is ranked. Did you know that? That Louisiana is ranked? It's kind of like, excuse me? Louisiana is what? Yeah, they're ranked right now. They're ranked 21st. And guess who is ranked above them in the AP poll? Iowa State. How is that possible? How does Louisiana go and pound Iowa State at Ames in Jack Trice Stadium, but this team from Louisiana is ranked behind Iowa State? Come on, guys. That's why these polls are stupid, and they don't mean anything. In all honesty, they mean nothing. But that's just kind of where we are. So Louisiana is ranked. They're at home, and they are favored against Coastal. So when you take a look at kind of the way these two teams are going to go after each other, the total is set at 58.5. It's tough to really get a feel for how these games are going to go, because if you look at the way the over has come in on all three games for Coastal, the over has hit. 55 points, 61 points, and 64 and a half points have been scored in the three games for Coastal. For Louisiana, the under hit in the game against Iowa State, the over hit in the game against Georgia State, but the under hit in the game against Georgia Southern. Now, Georgia Southern wants to run the football, so, I mean, that's a triple option offense, and so it's not that surprising that the under came way in on that game, but I mean, I've been trying to figure this out a little bit, going like, okay, you know, how live should the under be? Because, you know, the Cajuns, you know, haven't been scoring all that much, and, you know, Louisiana is a good defensive team. They were the top defense last year in the Sun Belt Conference. They return a bunch of players, and they're not going to be afraid of Coastal's offense, clearly, because they faced Brock Purdy and Iowa State, and they shut them down. So, I mean, Grayson McCall, the redshirt freshman quarterback for Coastal, is having a monster year. So that's my fear when it comes to the under, is that when you look at Coastal's offense, it's like, wait, McCall's thrown for 9 touchdowns, only 1 pick, 728 yards. He's got a couple of really nice running backs. I mean, Coastal's talented. They were underdogs at Kansas, and they won by 15 points. They were catching 15 points in that game. Then they were catching 3.5 points from Arkansas State, and they won that game by 29 points. So, I mean, you're talking about massive swings here for, the, you know, they were dogs to Arkansas State, and they won 52-23. They were dogs to Kansas on the road, and they won 38-23. Coastal here, after watching them offensively, 441 yards of total offense per game, 44 yards points per game. They only allow 22 points per game. Louisiana's down to just 28 points per game after what's happened with them. They scored 31 against Iowa State, and then they scored 34 against Georgia State, but then only 20 against Georgia Southern. I think Coastal is the better team here. I think they've got more talent. I think they have more athletes, and I think Louisiana might be trending in kind of the wrong direction here. I'm going to go with a point play here. I got 7.5 in Vegas. I'm going to take the hook. I'm going to take Coastal at plus 7.5 here at minus 110. And I'm also going to sprinkle a little bit here on the money line. Coastal was plus 240. I'm going to put a half a unit down on Coastal to win this game outright at plus 240. Because I think that number is too big. I don't think this number, I think these teams are pretty close. Maybe a 3-point margin here. And I think it could go either way. And I disagree with some of these projections that are giving Louisiana. I mean, in all honesty, yeah, they're more senior, they're more defensive-oriented, and they're at home. But I don't think Coastal's going to be intimidated at all here. I think this is a team that's going to be comfortable. I mean, when you look at some of the numbers and how we've seen Louisiana play this year, I mean, going through it like all night, like looking at these different numbers and looking at scoring. I mean, Coastal's fourth in the country right now in points per game. And defensively, Lafayette, Louisiana gives up 21 plus points per game. I mean, they give up nearly 400 yards passing per, total yards per game. And, you know, through the air, I think this is where you may see, you know, some decent numbers being put up. They give up about 200 yards passing per game. And they give up, you know, about 45, 50 yards rushing per game, but Coastal only runs the ball for about 46 and a half rushing yards per game. So I think this young Coastal team's not going to be intimidated. They've already gone on the road and won games before. It's a Wednesday night. That makes it kind of a weird to me. It's always funky on these Wednesday nights, right? This is why I'm playing the over. So, because I think on Wednesdays, I don't think on Wednesday night you get defense. I think you just get points, right? It's kind of like the Pac-12 after dark. It's like Wednesday night Sun Belt football. It's like, who's playing defense right now? This is going to be offense. It's going to be running up and down the field, offense, offense, offense. I might be way off. I'm going to bet a half a unit on the over 58.5 points here. So I'm taking Coastal plus 7.5. I'm taking Coastal on the money line at plus 240. And I'm going with the over 58.5 at a half a unit for Coastal. It's Wednesday football. Let's have some fun, man. Let's go. One baseball play for you here on the podcast, and that is, the Dodgers are going to bounce back in a big, big way. Pitching matchup doesn't matter all that much, but they're into the side of the bullpen here that I think the Dodgers are going to hit, because they hit at the end of that game and Bellinger got it going. And that, I think he's such a big catalyst to this lineup. They were held down for 1 3/4 of a game. and here they come. Dodgers on the run line at minus 110, one unit on that. We're going -1.5 for the Dodgers. I think they win the game big. I think they come out of the gates here hitting early. They know their backs are against the wall. They cannot go down 3-0. They're going to see better pitching to hit. They're not going to see the two dominant starters, Fried and Anderson, and I think they go to work. Dodgers on the run line at minus 110, -1.5 runs tonight against the Braves coming up in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series. And like I mentioned, we'll probably maybe potentially sprinkle in on the ALCS, but I can't bet it because there's no numbers. So we'll see what the money line is. If it's really crazy, I may take the run line for the Rays, but we'll see. I think the Rays do close it out, though. I think the Astros want to go home. I don't think they'll have a baseball anymore. Down 3-0. And that means we cash our plus 1,000 potentially tonight. So if you're watching me on Twitter, at SportsTalkMatt, and you see me jumping around and going crazy, you know the Rays have won, and we're cashing that plus 1,000 ticket for the Rays to win the American League. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt every single morning. It's the Daily Juice Podcast. We are back on a Thursday morning. No Thursday night football. Baseball will get played, though, so that might be the only sport we get to bet on. But college football will be here, too, so we got that, too, coming up on a Thursday. Every morning off bettingpros.com, it's the Daily Juice presented by BetMGM.